When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to communication, great structure is your friend. Why did I become an executive coach? I saw lots of great people fail to get ahead at work, while their much less talented peers blew right past them. That made me furious, but also curious. What were great people getting wrong? It came down to helping them re-examine what drove success and then helping them make critical shifts one hard truth at a time.
Feel like you're doing everything you were told, but you're not moving ahead at work nor having the impact you seek? Then welcome to 97% Effective with Michael Winderoth, where we skip feel-good, happy talk and engage experts in pointed conversations about what it really takes to move the needle at work and your career. So if you feel stalled or frustrated or seek that extra edge as you move to the next level, then look no further. This is the Hard Truths Playbook you never got.
Hi, I'm Michael Winderoth, and you're listening to 97% Effective. Lately on 97% Effective, I've been getting great feedback on our brief episodes. The episodes that summarize insights from past guests around a specific theme and deliver a tip or tips that you can immediately put in practice and apply at work. I've also gotten strong response about communication, a specific theme we've been dealing with recently. So this week, I'm staying with that theme, today focusing on three practical ways to structure your communication for maximum impact. The main takeaway today, if you remember nothing else from this episode, is that when it comes to communication, great structure is your friend. So in the next 10 minutes, we're going to do three things. First, why structure will boost your communications. Second, provide three tips around structure that you can put in practice. And third, where to get more resources. So you'll leave today with structure helping elevate your communication and elevating you at work. So first, to start us off, why structure is important and why it will sharpen your communications. The conventional wisdom is that great communicators are born, that communication is more art than science. But the hard truth argues otherwise, that great communication can be learned, and the fastest way to do that is by adopting and using great structure. That's right. Structure will most rapidly help you raise your communications. If you are someone who struggles with communication, like some of my clients, structure is really going to help you and elevate your communications quickly. And if you already feel reasonably good at communication, but find you spend more time on it than you want, writing out your script, practicing it, structure is going to give you that additional boost to make you more efficient and effective when doing it. To zoom out for context, let's keep in mind that you really want to spend time working on your communication. Because what good is it to have great ideas, but people don't understand them? Communication, after all, is consistently ranked the number one leadership skill, and the skill that is most harshly judged by others. And in my coaching practice, I find one of the top areas keeping people from getting promoted is their inability to communicate crisply and with impact. So let's return to why you should embrace structure and why structure is your friend. Structure in communication is critical because people retain information better, up to 40% better, according to research, when it is structured. Because what people take away is much more important than what you say. Structure is also important because from your point of view, from the speaker's point of view, if you have a structure, it makes it relatively easy to assemble and drop in your information. Just think about some basic structures of any speech that you hear. What, so what, now what? Feature, benefit. Past, present, future. These are very simple structures that speeches, communication are often assembled around. So the takeaway here is that structure leads to, from your audience's perspective, better retention. And from your perspective, it can lead to more efficient and effective assembly of the speech or communication that you'll deliver. And contrary to what you may think, structure introduces constraints, and constraints can actually make us more efficient and creative. There's been research that shows how scriptwriters write powerful, more humorous, and compelling scripts when they follow structure. Even the famous late night talk show host, Jon Stewart, shared that the key to his success and his program's success was following a very regimented structure in how they produced the show. So let's move to the second part here and share three practical tips, ways that you can structure your communication for better impact. Tip number one comes from past guest Chris Fenning, communications trainer and coach, and author of the fantastically practical book, The First Minute: How to Start Conversations That Get Results. The title there says it all, and I highly recommend this is on your bookshelf. If you've ever had a colleague or been in a meeting and partway into it, you're wondering, what's the point? Why are we here? What do they want? Chris offers a powerful structure of how to start the first minute of your business conversations, even down to the first 15 seconds of the business conversations, so you get the results that you want. Listen here to Chris on how to structure that first minute.
So the framework is context, intent, and key message. And the thing about intent is we need to know what to do with information to be able to process it properly in our, not only process it properly in our brains, and there's some science behind that, but also to understand and interpret all the rest of the information. So if you've ever got partway through a conversation and thought, why are you telling me this? And then the person you're speaking to says, oh, I need your help with something. I'm looking for your expertise on a topic. Suddenly, a lot of what they'd say up to that point makes more sense because you have a better understanding of what they need from you. And in the first minute, you can and should give your audience a few, very few specific pieces of information that really help them prepare for the rest of the conversation. Do a good first minute. Your conversation can be shorter. It will be clearer. There'll be fewer assumptions, fewer backtracks, and you're far more likely to get the outcome that you want and need. And the other person is going to have a much more easier time understanding the topic.
Yeah. The powerful structure, context, intent, key message. That's it. Context, intent, key message. And to do that in 15 seconds. That helps you and your audience focus on what the bigger picture is, the context, and what you're seeking to come out of that conversation. And this is about being concise, not being blunt. And in that full episode, Chris and I walk through multiple examples before and after of how to structure using that framework for maximum impact. You'll note your meetings, your communications rise in effectiveness, and people will thank you for that.
You've been listening to 97% Effective with your host, executive coach Michael Winderoth. If this interview is making you think, make sure to share it with a friend. Now, back to our interview.
Tip number two, adopt templates. In that episode with Chris, he taps into something, that use of structure. He has it with that first minute and even that first 15 seconds. So tip number two extends that and gets you to think about wrapping your entire communication, your entire presentation, into a structured template. I alluded to these at the beginning of the show, but think about very simple frameworks. What, so what, now what? Past, present, future, or the one that I particularly like, past, future, present. Features, benefits. Features, benefits. Having several of these templates on hand is particularly helpful when it comes to starting and thinking about your presentation, particularly for those of you out there who, like many people, start with a blank piece of paper and get overwhelmed. It's also particularly useful to study the communications within your firm or of others who are particularly effective at communicating and bringing people into the fold. Finally, tip number three, express your ideas in a list of three. Express your ideas in a list of three. The challenge that many smart people have is that they want to tell you everything. Smart people, engineers, they want to tell you everything. But if you drone on, research shows, you lose people's attention. And in fact, people can't hold more than three ideas in their mind. And more than three, things break down. So by sharing 3 points or less, you convey organization, focus, and for those of you who do tend to drone on, it prevents you from droning on further. So when you share those three ideas, I suggest you take the advice of two of my guests, Philip Mohaber and Samia Kumar. Philip Mohaber, prior to becoming CEO of Vivo Surgery, worked at Powerhouse IMAX. After years leading projects, Philip took a lateral and upward rise, taking a position at IMAX in investor relations. While that might seem like an unusual choice, for someone destined to become a future CEO, he knew that communications was incredibly important to the future job that he would have. And he found, working in investor relations, that he had an amazing training ground for communication training. Listen to his tips, one of his big insights, and it will get you to think about how you present and communicate your ideas, particularly when you list them in threes.
Going into investor relations, I think one of the best quotes I got that was passed down to me by my boss there was, you've got to think in paragraphs, but speak in bullet points. And that really resonated with me, with this need to be more concise in the way that I actually speak and communicate an idea. Because as you mentioned, I'm good when it comes to writing things out and having that time to edit it. But I never really spent a lot of time practicing how I presented or how I showed up when it came time to actually speak on matters. So kind of tagging that into the whole idea of occupying space, you treat it like you're almost in this privileged position to be in those rooms with people that are so senior. So it's important to be sharp and be really on the point with what it is that you occupy their space with. And that's probably the biggest habit I picked up from being in the IR space that I'm probably going to take with me for the rest of my life at any other place that I go.
That's huge and practical advice. think in paragraphs, but speak in bullets. And that idea was echoed by Samia Kamar, previous guest on the show, who seriously, over the past 5 years, raised her communications game. She added the following insight.
Some feedback that I received was that I went so in-depth that I lost the attention of my audience as well as the engagement. And in my mind, you know, I was trying to build my credibility. I was trying to help others. I was trying to bring my point of view in front of others, trying to give additional context. But then I realized that self-awareness is critical for anyone to make that shift. And while all of this was true in my mind, I was perceived differently. So I stopped giving second level of details and third level of details. And I realized that, okay, self-awareness is critical, like how I'm being perceived versus what are the needs of others. And I stopped kind of, you know, giving additional details unless I was asked for. And I tried to create like some space for others to ask questions and also to provide them an opportunity to be kind of, you know, engaged with the content instead of me giving all the information and making it kind of boring.
Samia dramatically increased her communication skills by cutting out second order details. As Philip said, think in paragraphs, but speak in bullets. And as Samia explained, cut out some of those second order details. And if you do all that and wrap it in a list of threes, you'll keep it focused, concise, and in a format that people will remember. In summary, structure when it comes to communications is your friend. Embrace it. Adopt these three tips and your communication will rise. Those first 15 seconds, the first minute, context, intent, key message. Listen and follow Chris Fenning's advice. Number two, adopt an overarching structure. Templates, templates, templates. Past, future, present. What, so what, now what? And third, adopt a list of threes. Think in paragraphs, but speak in bullets. Philip Mohaber. And drop those second order details. Think about what Samia Kamar shared in her episode. If you adopt these three tips, your communication ability will increase, the clarity of your communication will increase, others will thank you, and your leadership ratings will dramatically rise. To go in more depth on any of these, listen to the episodes in full or check out the show notes below. See you next week on 97% Effective.
Thanks for listening to 97% Effective, where we skip happy talk and help you break through and ascend one hard truth at a time. Help others discover this show. Leave a review and rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like what you heard, you can get free resources, including the first chapters of Michael's book, Get Promoted, on his website, www.changwinderoth.com. That's www.changwenderoth.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.